If you don't know, my name is Robin Stowers. I will be your liturgist for today, but also our pastor, loving, wonderful Pastor Esther, is taking a few days off. We have a very special lady filling in for her, LaRonda Barnes. And now is the time that we greet one another with the peace that passes all understanding, a hug of our neighbor. So hug away. They looked at me like I'm deer in headlights. Well, I tell you, it is quite a joy to stand up here and look out there and see all those warm, loving faces and those smiles and those hugs that were going around. We give thanks to God for that. Praise God. Before we get started this morning, I know we're all adults and we know what's in the pew in front of us, but please, if you're a guest with us visiting, we are happy that you are here this morning. We hope that you'll come back. Please fill out a welcome information. If you have a prayer of praise, please fill those out. And if you have done something for someone this past week outside of the church, please put in your salty service cards. All those things are very important to the church, and we need to do our due diligence and have those done. Also, this morning, you know we're still collecting for W.E. Cherry. What are the two things we've been collecting this month, class? Very good. Well, I just learned this morning that there is a need for boys and girls' underwear. I did not know that. Boys and girls' underwear and socks, you know, from kindergarten to sixth grade. So please, if you are out shopping and would like to contribute in that way, we welcome that. One of the other we have a big announcement this morning. Guess what's here? Our directories are here, our church directories. Do you remember getting your picture taken? Hey, better late than never. The new directories are here. If you had your picture taken from the directory, please, 2 years ago, please stop by the kitchen. They are all in there, and you know you get a free directory if you had your picture taken. So, yay, praise God, those are here. Work well done. We thank you very much for all those who helped with that big undertaking. That is a big undertaking. Just a few quick other announcements. Please look at the back of your bulletin. There is a council meeting this evening. You all know everyone in this church is invited to come. Come, listen, find out what's going on in our church. You have any ideas, maybe we'll let you speak and you can tell us about your idea. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, all are welcome to the council meeting. Also, the worship committee will be meeting this Wednesday at 5:30. If you can attend that, please do that. And also in the back, we've been talking about lay servant training. The sheets are in the back, the ushers on the usher's table. If you are interested in this, please pick one up. And all your information is on there. Okay, do we have any other announcements from the community this morning? Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, Bobby and Nancy. Friday night, you know, the Sunny's out to dinner thing. Well, there are desserts left. They're homemade desserts. They're in the hallway on a table. Everything's a dollar, so throw some money in, take some dessert home, and have that today after you have lunch, okay? because we don't want to have to throw all that good stuff away. So please, everybody, indulge in that. Anything else?
I have
yes, ma'am.
In case everybody didn't know, I'm going to be a grandma again.
Oh, I did not know.
Corey and Ivy are having a baby, and looks like the baby will be due in April.
Well,
but then also our Jennifer is expecting in January. We all already knew that, but Corey and Ivy are having a baby.
Well, thanks be to God. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, all those are on the back of your bulletin. It's going to be a busy week. We've got church council meeting. We've got breakfast. So please, take this home and be aware of what all is going in your church. What all is going on in your church this week. Okay. I guess that's it for me. Is that it for now? Yes, ma'am. Andy?
If you please stand and turn in your hymnals to page 140, we'll sing Great is Thy Faithfulness. remain standing and turn in your hymnals to page 889, we'll have our affirmation of faith. There is one God and there is one mediator, Jesus Christ, who came as a ransom for all, to whom we testify.
The same is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world, taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel. Amen.
You would look in your bulletins to the opening words and prayer. Welcome to worship. You have come to the right place. God awaits you. God loves, forgives, and awaits you. Amen. Let us join in prayer together. Lord of life and hope, we gather this day seeking nourishment for our souls and healing for our spirits. Give to us your living bread, that having been nourished in soul and spirit, we may be witnesses to your transforming love through the ministry and mission of Jesus Christ, the bread of life. We offer this prayer. Amen. Would the children come up, please? Thank you so much. I decided I needed a yes for me. It's hard to squat down without a robe on, so I thought I'd better sit in a chair. Well, good morning. How is everybody this morning? Good. Well, does anybody know what this is? Yes, it's a remote. What do we do? Could you pick those up for me? What do we do with a remote? Did I just go off? Oh, okay, here. Oh, here I am. Push the remote. Easy for you to say. Okay, yes, this is a remote. In order for this remote to work, what do we have to do? Okay, very good. This is a smart class. Then what do we do? I'm pointing it at the TV. Click, 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 click. Nothing's happening. It's got batteries in it. Well, I've already pushed the button. Guess what? It needs to be programmed. This remote control will not work unless we program it. Now, I'm not very technical, as you can tell. But fortunately, this remote came with instructions. Okay? And do you know that you and I come with instructions? What do you think our instruction manual is? Well, that's in. What is that in? What would be our manual? What is something we can look at every day? Yes, ma'am. The Bible. That's exactly right. The Bible is our instruction manual. And it says in the Bible that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Okay? So, all of us come with an instruction manual, and we're not going to work properly unless we get in tune, right? So let's say a little prayer. Thank you, God, for giving us the Bible to be our instruction manual. And thank you for the living word, the bread that we need every day to sustain your love. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Also, I'd like to say a little blessing on all of our children who are going back to school Monday morning. I hope you guys have a blessed, wonderful, creative learning year. Amen? Okay. Sorry, I am not technical, am I? Would the ushers please come forward? Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, worshiping you with our tithes and our offerings, may you open our hearts and our minds to your love. Thank you for all that you give us. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your Son. We ask a blessing upon the gift and the giver to flourish this church and for your work in Christ's name. Amen.
Light of the world, you stepped out. out into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became born.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Here I am
to worship, here I am. Upon that cross,
call on the name of the Lord and be saved.
Call his name, call it.
Call on the name of the Lord and be saved.
All you have to do is call his name.
Call on the name of the Lord and be saved. Oh, Lord.
Call his name.
Call on the name of the Lord and be saved.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God.
You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down.
Oh Lord, you're my God. You're altogether lovely. Oh, you're worthy. Altogether wonderful to me.
Here I am, Lord.
Here I am. Oh, yes. Here I am, Lord. Oh, that you're my God.
You love me.
Oh, and you're worthy. Oh, and you're wonderful. Wonderful to me.
Okay, y'all get down. Can I just say that? Can I just say that?
Yeah.
Don't they get down? We can say that, can't we? Don't look at me like I'm strange up here.
It's a good thing. Yes, it's a good thing to be straight. Let us now all take time and go to the Lord in prayer. Most mysterious and wondrous Spirit, our Creator and our hope, we come before you as ones inspired by the grandeur of your creation, by the beauty, the pageantry, and the glory that surrounds each day. We sit in awe of your willingness to forgive us, to help us start anew. We go forth on our journeys, protected and uplifted by your limitless grace. We rest each night, knowing that you are with us, and that we will awaken sheltered by your steadfast love. And we thank you, magnificent Spirit. We thank you for all that you are in our lives and in the lives of every creature that inhabits this earth. Spirit of life, our sustainer and our comforter, we rest assured that you are the source of strength, courage, and healing that so many of us in this church family and this community need and desperately seek. We pray for our hearts and minds to be open to your presence, and that we all find peace in your guidance and your love. May your presence and strength rest with our sisters and brothers throughout this nation and around the world. We bring forth our concerns for the individuals who suffer from abuse and neglect, who spend each day struggling to survive, and who live in the midst of turmoil and seemingly unceasing violence. Help them to feel your embrace, to hear your words of wisdom, to believe in your love for them. Help each of us to care for, nurture, and embrace our sisters and brothers who are hurting, who are suffering, and for whom our presence, our resources, and our love can be a source of comfort, healing, and hope. We pray especially this day for the educators, other school staff, and children of all ages who are returning to school at this time. May they enter this new school year with excitement, wonder, and the desire to teach, to learn, and to build relationships for a lifetime. And may they continue to be inspired, to be uplifted, and to be resilient through the ups and downs any school year brings. Guide us all, loving Spirit, as we go forth in the coming days and weeks. Help us to be uplifted in times of despair, calmed in times of turmoil, and empowered in times of weakness. Help us to remember our commitment to you as your disciples, as your apostles, and as ones who live lives of grace, of humility, of shalom. All these things we bring to you as we join with Christians around the world in praying. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
If you stand and turn in your hymnals to page 624, we'll sing Bread of the World.
Mercy shed.
I'll say good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Yes, it is a joy to be back with you, Calvary United Methodist Church. Look at the lady in blue. She's like, oh my God, who is that woman? You can smile. You can. I believe it. She knows I'm talking to her. Well, it is a pleasure to be back with you, and I thank Esther for, your pastor Esther, for inviting me and to share with you today. So today we are going to be in the Gospel according to John, right? And don't get upset because I'm not reading the scripture at this very moment. We can veer from the bulletin and we won't die, I promise. All right. The Gospel according to John, which, you know, I've started to try to stop saying I have a favorite gospel because it changes, you know. But John is one of my favorite books, probably. And it speaks so much to God, as Christ, as Holy Spirit, as Savior, as everything, right? John, like the other gospels, are very, how shall we say, down to earth. You look at Matthew and Mark and Luke, it's face to face, right? Jesus is healing people and talking with people, and we can kind of see him walking those roads of Galilee. John, on the other hand, very much wants us to get that Jesus is God, right? This is not just a nice guy. This is not just a prophet. This is the Messiah. This is God. So John starts out, the Word, right? The Word was with God at the beginning, right? What we call now the living Word. And then John goes on to talk about John the Baptist and all these other things before we come to our passage for today. And this passage, we're talking about flesh and blood. So in this one, John kind of puts the two together, right? We've got God as Christ, this Holy Spirit above all things, and we've also got that face-to-face Jesus that we get in the other Gospels. It's a combination of the two. So today we look at the Gospel according to John, and we are in chapter 6, starting at verse 51. I know you're Methodist, but some of you have Bibles, don't you? Come on, y'all. Y'all got to lighten up now. The Gospel according to John, and I am reading from the Common English Bible. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Then the Jews debated among themselves, asking, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, I assure you, unless you eat the flesh of the human one and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me lives because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. It is not like the bread your ancestors ate and then they died. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Jesus said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Many of his disciples who heard this said, "This message is harsh. Who can hear it?" Jesus knew that the disciples were grumbling about this. And he said to them, does this offend you? What if you were to see the human one going up where he was before? The spirit is the one who gives life, and the flesh does not help at all. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Yet some of you do not believe. Jesus knew from the beginning who would not believe and the one who would betray him. He said, "For this reason, I said to you that none can come to me unless the Father enables them to do so." At this, many of his disciples turned away and no longer accompanied him. Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" These are the words of life. Thanks be to God. To God. Jesus says, "Do you also want to leave?" And today I'm proposing that question, I guess posing, not proposing, right? It's a different word, this proposing thing. Am I right? Yeah. All right, so I'm posing a question to you. Do you also want to leave? And this is, you know, this is my Jesus, this kind of sarcastic, in your face, Jesus, right? Because right before this passage, Jesus has had the feeding of the 5,000, right? Remember that story? We got the bread and we got the fish and we got 5,000 people. And Jesus turns it into enough bread and fish to feed all of them and have some left over. And he's a rock star. Yes, it's Jesus. He does great things, right? The people get so excited. They want to make him their king. And Jesus does what? Goes away, right? Goes out by himself. He says, I don't want any of that. And then what do the people do? They follow the man, right? The man's trying to have some peace and quiet. They follow him, right? Literally in boats, 5,000 people follow the man, right? And so that's kind of the context of where we are. He is this stellar rock star. And I don't think we really get it today. You know, we have some rock star kind of preachers, but we don't have that kind of feel. And the closest I can get to it is if you look at countries, maybe like Cuba and other countries, that haven't had Christianity up front for a long time, and the sanctuary will be packed. I mean, people hanging in windows, right? People doing anything they can to hear this person, to be near this person. That's the kind of impact he's having. And then he comes to them and says, you know, that bread thing I did, right, with the 5,000, you know, that was really cool and stuff. You know, and it might remind you, if you were Jewish, this would remind you of Exodus, right? When the Israelites are wandering around in the wilderness and grumbling and complaining. And what does God do? God sends down the manna. The bread from heaven comes down and they eat and they're fed, right? And this is all great stuff. But Jesus says, you know, that was a good story. But you know what happened to them? They still died. Because manna is just enough food for our physical bodies. Right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't nourish our spiritual bodies. Jesus said, "I am the bread of heaven." See, I got the manna thing going for you. I can take care of the physical needs that you have. But I also take care of the spiritual needs that you have. And whoever believes in me will have eternal life. And when I say eternal life, to me, that is more than waiting for the end of life, earthly life. That's life right here and right now. So Jesus tells them, "I'm the bread of heaven." And they're like, "Okay, that's cool, Jesus, and we can have eternal life and the whole deal." And then Jesus has this moment, right? And I started to title this sermon something different. I entitled it Enabler,
which I'll say a word or two about enabling at the end of the sermon. But as usual, and as Sue will testify for me, titles don't often go with what I'm preaching about. So anyway, at least it was close. It was close, all right? But I thought about it, and I said I should have titled it A Come to Jesus. Amen. Not come to Jesus like the altar call, be invited and come up, you know, the fun, huggy, warm, loving thing. It's when, you know, when you have that, she's got it. She's already doing the motions, right? It's when your parents, your grandparents have looked you in the eye and say, we're going to have a come to Jesus today. You're like, I don't want to go tell them to come to Jesus, not today, right? And that's the way Jesus talks here. I'm going to have a come to Jesus today. That's that face in your face. Yeah, I'm God. Right? I'm the Word. I love you. I feed you. I do all these things for you. But you know what else? There's some ugly stuff to this whole thing of following me. And these people do what? They turn around and they walk out. These are some harsh words, they say. Who can stand to hear this stuff? I mean, number one, flesh and blood, eat my flesh and drink my blood. That's just nasty. Right? Are you with me? That's just nasty. And if you hear that, you're just kind of like, ugh, you know, I'm not doing that. That's just weird. And then this whole notion, this incredible, incredible being. And now he's going to tell me, unless you do this, you know, you won't be with the Father. You won't have eternal life. Folks, get up and walk out. And I don't know if we get how powerful that is. How many of you have seen the Rolling Stones or one of those rock groups? Come on, confess. I know you have. I mean, talking about, oh, I don't listen to that kind of music. You know you were groove, right? But you know when you see those kind of concerts, it would be like the Rolling Stones and it's packed, right? And they're singing song after song and they're getting down and folks are like, yahoo, right? And folks are like, I don't like that. What's that? What are they singing? We're out of here, dude. They get up and they walk out. He's a rock star. He's not just an old. And they're like, I don't want to hear any more of this. I got to go. And what does Jesus say? He looks at the 12. What about you? Do you want to get up? Do you want to go? And you notice there's no begging, there's no pleading, there's none of that. It's your option. If you want to get up and go, and a lot of them left, and a lot of us leave, right? Because we don't want to hear what's harsh. We don't want to have to do what's harsh and what's difficult. We want to be fun, happy. Prosperity gospel is all about, right? It's about prosperity. And if God loves you, then you'll be really happy and rich and all that stuff. Right? And we like that. And Christianity does have that joy. Right? So I pulled two scriptures for you that I want you to think about. One's from Ezekiel and one's from Revelation. All right? Two of your favorite books, right? All right. The one from Ezekiel is when Ezekiel the prophet is commissioned. Right? And God says to him, eat the scroll. And this scroll, right, are all these mean things that God's going to do to these people, right, if they don't straighten up. Eat this scroll. And Jewish people at that time believed that if you're reading scripture, it's like eating scripture. It's like chewing on scripture. It's taking it in. And it's
filling you and it's nourishing you and it's coming back out through you. Like we eat vitamins and stuff to have beautiful skin and hair and all that. So God says to Ezekiel, eat this scroll. We skip to Revelation. And now it's John. And the angel says to John, eat this scroll. But the angel adds a little something. This scroll is going to taste like honey. Doesn't that sound good? It's going to taste like honey. And that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff I'm talking about, right? That's God's grace. That's this loving God that we have. That's the times we can mess up and mess up and mess up, and God says, you know, if you repent, it's all good. It tastes like honey in our mouths. But then the angel says, it's going to taste like honey, but when you swallow it, your stomach is going to churn. It's going to be nasty when you swallow it. And that's the hard part of Christianity. That's the part that most of us don't want to hear. That's when God is saying, you have to eat it all. You have to eat my flesh and my blood. And flesh, in this scripture, Jesus is using a Greek word, and we know how Greek words, right, can vary with English. So a Greek word, we might have five different English words, right, that go with that same Greek word. In this scripture, it's not the word that means flesh as in fun-loving, you know, flesh that we're human and we're attractive and we can dance and we can do stuff because we have flesh and blood. It's not that word. It's another word, sarx. And sarx is the nastiness of being human. That's the bodily functions of being human. That's the death. That's the ugliness of being human. And we know they both go together, right? You can't have one without the other. You can dance all night, but at some point, you're going to have to come home and do some things, you know? Right? That's natural. That's nature. And we don't even want to talk about those kind of things. But Jesus is saying, you have to take all of this in. If you're going to follow me, you take it all in, the good and the bad of my flesh, the good and the bad of my blood. The good of my blood, right? The bad of my blood. We call it going to Calvary. You should give a shout out with that. Calvary. Isn't this your church? Oh? Yeah, all right, all right. Calvary, the bad part. But we say that's the good part. That's where Jesus died for us, where his blood flows for our sins. Right? But there's another good part to that blood flowing. And that's where enabler comes in. Because Jesus' blood within us, Jesus living within us, is what gives us the strength. It gives us the courage. It gives us the inspiration. It gives us the desire to do all the things we need to do in this life, the good and the bad. And you know, we have to be people who are going to do the good and the bad. It doesn't matter how many tracts we hand out. It doesn't matter how many festivals and stuff we have. It doesn't matter if we aren't willing to do the bad stuff. Because the person who comes to the festival, the person you hand the tract to, if they walk in this door on a Sunday morning and they aren't looking like you want them to look,
You know y'all run to the door. You see somebody looking fabulous, right? They step out some fabulous car, and you're like, ooh, let me hand you a book. Come on in, right? George does that for. But what about that other person that doesn't look so good? Looks like they've been out all night. Or they don't smell so good, right? Do you run and give them a seat? Do you? Do you try to? Because that's the hard part. And I'm not saying this to beat up on you. This is the hard part. It's hard for any of us. Right? You see that person out there on the street begging for money? Do I stop? Do I not stop? Do I give? Do I not give? Do they want it for some bad purpose, some good purpose? That's the things we deal with every day of our lives. And if we're on the other side of it, right? I need the money. I don't have enough to eat. I can't pay my mortgage. Do I ask? Do I come to the church and ask? Do I ask my family? Do I not? Those are the hard decisions of life. And Jesus says, if you eat my flesh, if you drink my blood, yes, those are hard decisions. But you know what? You can handle it. You can deal with it. You can have the strength to deal with it. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, I try not to say too much, because a lot of times I just go on and on and on. But I can't help myself, so it is what it is. But I want you to know something. I've been doing some writing lately and kind of thinking about my life and my faith. And what I realized was my form of Christianity when I first became a Christian, which was in my 30s, really. It was okay, but I really wasn't a Christian. And I went to a good church with nice people. We had a nice circle group, and we had Sunday school. And you know, we did great things. But I, personally, was not a Christian. Because if that person came to the door that didn't smell so well, that didn't look so well, I wouldn't be the first one to greet them. All right? I wouldn't be. Because I want to look good. I don't want to offend anybody else. Right? Somebody else is going to say, who brought that person in here? I don't want to be that person. I don't want to get in trouble. But I've learned that's not being a Christian. When we're Christians, we get into trouble. We get into trouble at school. We get into trouble at work. We get into trouble at home. And I'm telling you, we get into trouble at the church. All right? All right? We get into trouble. Because you know what? We don't want to do just what everybody thinks we should do. There's a rule about that. You know, most people that are out there begging for money, they don't need that money. It's for drugs. It's for alcohol. Some of them, they got all these fine cars and stuff, and they're out there. You know, that's just a regular job for them. They make more money than you do. You shouldn't be giving people money. And you stop and roll down your car window, right, and give somebody some money. And there's your husband and your son. What are you doing? We got to pay our mortgage. What are you giving that money? You get into trouble. Right? And I get into some trouble. I'm going to tell you, I get into all kinds of trouble. But I'm going to tell you something. It's all right. Because now I understand what it means when Jesus says, eat my flesh and drink my blood. Take the good and take the bad. Get into the trouble. Right? Feel the bad. feel people telling you, you shouldn't say that, and you shouldn't do that, and you shouldn't wear that, and you shouldn't be that way. Or that's not the way we do things around here. Right? That's the bad. You get into the trouble. And I've laid in my bed and cried at night for getting into the trouble. But one night I cried and I said, you know, God, I don't understand this. And I don't understand why this is happening. And I don't know if you. And then I stopped. Because I almost said, I don't know if you understand. But oh, yes, he does understand. Right? He does understand. He has suffered for us. He has preached to people who turn their back. He's preached to people who walked out. Amen. Right? Amen. He knows. He's healed people Amen. Who didn't say thank you. Amen. He knows. He's gone to the cross. Mm-hmm. And what happened to the same disciples? What happened to them? Were any of them at the cross? None. We think John might have been. He mentions a beloved disciple. Mm-hmm. But Peter, right? Mm-hmm. James and John, all the big names, Thomas, they weren't there. They weren't going to get into trouble at the cross. Mm-hmm. Jesus knows that. But that's the good part. He knows, he understands, and he forgives. So he's forgiven me for the times I've done things that weren't Christian. He forgives you for the times you've done things that weren't Christian. But he calls on us to live from this day forward. And this is every day. With a belief that he is within us. I am with you. Just as the Father and I are together, we are together. Do you get what I'm saying to you? Are you sure you get what I'm saying to you? So I want you to get into some trouble. All right? I'm going to ask Pastor Esther. I'm going to see her, and I'm going to say, are you getting into trouble? I want you to believe. When you go home at night, when you have bad days on your job, when you have bad days in school, I want you to believe that this God is with you and that that is what matters. All right? So I'm going to ask you a favor. Andy, my man.
Yes, ma'am.
And instead of singing our other song, can we sing that blood song I was singing earlier?
Sure. What's the name of it?
Thank you, George. It's power. You don't remember that?
I just wanted to tell you that you're really making me feel good in here because I'm in trouble all the time. Can I get a witness?
The blood will never lose its power. I hope it's in there. All right. We are going to, for our closing hymn, and I call these the blood songs. All right. And they're the songs that sometimes we don't sing as much anymore because there's a feeling that we focus too much on sin and Calvary and God's death. It's in here. Power. But it's in here. Okay. So we don't sing these songs that much, but you've heard many of them. Power in the blood, nothing but the blood. I call them the blood songs. All right? Because this one, I think, speaks to this passage of Scripture. So I want us to close on it and to think about it. George, do you know this song? This Where's your African American hymnal? The blood that Jesus. Oh, the first. The blood that. I don't think it's in this one. I don't see it. We can do it. Come on now.
Today it will never. That Jesus shed.
Come on now, you know it. For me. One more time, God.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, it was way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from death.
Example for you. A few months ago, I would have never done that. Now I just get in trouble all the time. All right.
You're in trouble.
I do. I'm in big trouble. But I do want you to think about that song. Go home and look it up and play it on YouTube or something. Right? It's the blood that gives us strength from day to day. It never loses its power. All right. Now that we have renewed our spirits, let us go forth with joy and with gladness. Let us go forth remembering the flesh and blood of the one who dwells within us. Let us go forth in the name of the one who created us, who redeems us, and who forever will sustain us. Amen.
Amen.